Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so much of a blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I'm still sharing concerning an understanding in the light of the righteousness that God has made us, the fact that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'm special. Say to yourself, I'm special. We are different. You see, we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's a remarkable scripture in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, that I want to read to you. And I'm reading to you in the Amplified Version. He says, "For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one man, how much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One." You know, what is the benefit of thinking that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, is having that understanding and living by it? What is the benefit? The benefit is that you become bold. You become bold. He says that, "How much more did I receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness? They shall reign as kings by one man, Jesus Christ." It causes you to become a king on the earth, to become a king, to live like a king. Kings are bold. Kings are confident. Kings are not those who are afraid. You see, so thinking that you are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus, because you are, you know, thinking that light gives you confidence and makes you a king, and it makes you reign in life, rule in life as a king. Oh, hallelujah. If you read in Revelation chapter 1, you know, the Bible mentions the fact that we have been made kings and priests unto him. We are kings. We were made kings. Why are we kings? Because of the righteousness of God that we have become. You see, we have been made kings. And the Bible says that where the word of the king is, there's power. You see, where the word of the king is, there's power. So we speak with confidence. We speak with boldness. Then the same Bible also mentions the fact that the righteous are as bold as lions. You see, the righteous man is as bold as a lion. If you are righteous, then you become confident. You become bold in life. You see, why do you become bold? Because you are not afraid of God any longer. You know that God is not against you. You know that God is for you. And because God is for you, you can only become confident. You become confident when you read in Hebrews chapter 4. Very powerful scripture in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. He says that, "Therefore let us come boldly to the throne of grace." You see, he calls the throne that God sits on the throne of grace. He says, let us come boldly. Because you have been made righteous, he says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. So you become confident. You are not afraid of God anymore. And because you're not afraid of God anymore, you become confident of the fact that God is in you and that God is with you here on earth, and that you can do anything that he tells you to do. Oh, hallelujah. He says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. To help in time of need. Hallelujah. That is what the Bible says. You see. So we become confident. You have become confident. Now you can find grace for yourself, for whatever you are supposed to do. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful. You know, the Amplified Version of that particular scripture says, "Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us." The Amplified says sinners. You know we are not sinners, right? I just mentioned that. Then it says that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need. Appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Hallelujah. That's so nice. It says, and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. So you become confident in life. You begin to rule as a king. It's so powerful. You begin to rule as a king. You become confident in life. You are not afraid. Fear leaves your life. You become confident. When you're starting a business, you know that it's going to work because you know that you can obtain grace. You can find grace for the business. And you know that business is going to work. If you need a child, you know you can find grace for that child. You are not afraid of God anymore. You know that God is for you. And God is there to help you. And to grant you grace to do. Grant you ability to do every single thing in life. This is the benefit of thinking righteous. Of knowing the fact that you are the righteousness of God. Of having that understanding that God has brought. That is why he gave us that understanding. So we will be confident in life. So I'm not afraid in life. I'm not afraid of the future. I'm not afraid of what is going to happen. I know that it can only be for my good. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love God. It can only get better. It can't get worse. Because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm confident. I'm bold. I'm as bold as a lion. Oh, hallelujah. And I know that my words are full of power. Where the word of the king is, there's power. There's power. So you speak into your future. You speak into your life. Words are so powerful. Jesus said that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They make a lot of difference. They change a lot of things. Oh, hallelujah. I'm the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm bold. Say that to yourself. I'm a king here on earth. I rule and reign. Walk as a king. Talk as a king. Do your things as a king. And see everything fall in place in your life. In Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.